W4DJW, KN4RJM. W4DJW, KN4RJM. W4DJW, KN4RJM.
KN4RJN, W4DJW.
That's better accent. I'm here.
Okay. Are you still in Greensboro, or are you back in, or are you back in Inman?
Still in Greensboro. You can go ahead and check me in early if you want. I'm going to hang around as long as my phone's alive here. I might plug it in here in a bit.
Okay, I'll go ahead and add you to the log. W4DJW standing by for net. CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, I have to do that again. I was off frequency. This is CQ, 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 the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is W4DJW. My name is Dave, and my location is Greer. In the interest of promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet and is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. All amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call W4DJW. Okay, nothing heard. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations wishing to check, as you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We do have some pre-check-ins. Net control like to recognize W4DF. That is Don. Don's over in Inman. Good to have you as night, Don. Hope all's going well with you. And W4FCM, that's Fred. Bring with him N4IEI. That's Miss Island. They're over in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fred. Tell Miss Island we said hello. And KC4W, that's Bill over in Anderson. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bill. And KN4RJN, that's John. He's up in Greensboro. Good to have you with us tonight, John. Hope all's going well with you in Greensboro. And we've got an Echolink station, so we're going to let Echolink stations go next. Echolink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
Net control, please check in KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie, John in Belton, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on the net.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KJ4HKC. That's John, sounding good from Belton this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, John. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in and appreciate you using the Echolink capability. And tonight being Sunday night, we're going to begin with Alpha through Delta. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters A through D. And when I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW.
DJW.
Dave, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey. Rick and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative and negative.
JW. Good evening, Dave. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. Negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing right out there. 73s.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KK4DMW, that's Rick, bring with him, KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and KM4MOQ, that's Miss Michelle, all located over in Piedmont. Good to have you with us tonight, Rick. Tell Lorena and Michelle we said hello. Appreciate you guys being with us this evening. And KO4AOW, that's David, sounding good from Inman, as usual. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. Any other stations, Alpha through Delta, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
JW. In Kilo Yankee 4, Alpha Oscar, KY4AO, this is Steven in Liberty.
Okay, net control, I'd like to recognize KY4AO, that's Steven, sounding good from Liberty this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steven. Hope all's going well with you. We'll go ahead now and bump it up to the Echo Through Hotel Group. Stations with the first letter suffix their call. It begins with letters E through H. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Dave, everyone on the net. This is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in 4HHC. Warren, here in Taylor's, and we'll be negative and negative. JW. Please check in and out. Kilo, Oscar, Echo Yankee, KO4UYD, David Noble. Kilo, Oscar 4, Hotel Echo, Lima, KO4HEL. This is Ed, and I'm in River Falls. I'll be negative and negative.
Before DJW. Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Cantler. Good evening, Dave. Negative, negative. Thanks.
Wendy in Simpsonville, KN4HTT. Kilo November 4, Hotel Tango Papa. And I'll be negative and negative. Please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thank you for calling the net.
Okay, that was a really good group. Net Control Electric, that is N4HHC. That's Warren sounding good from Taylor's this evening. Good to have you tonight, Warren. Hope all's going well with you. And KO4EYV, that's David over in Whitmire. Joanna, good to have you with us tonight, David. Hope you're doing well. KO4HEL, that's Ed in River Falls. Sounding good from River Falls tonight, Ed. Do appreciate you taking the time to stop by. KC4EZN, there's Harry over in Candler. Good to have you tonight, Harry. You're sounding good. KO4HKX, that's Patrick in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Patrick. Hope all is going well with you. KM4HTP, that's Miss Wendy. She's bringing with her. W2MJB, that's Mark. They're over in Simpsonville. Sounding good tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Appreciate all you guys do for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW in the net, calling out a turn. J4KOX, KJ4KOX, Robbie, want to let you know that KJ4HIA passed away Friday at 10:10. I'll be negative and negative.
Well, Robbie, we're really sorry to hear that Gene passed away on Friday. We do appreciate you relaying that to the net. He has been a landmark for many years, checking into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're going to miss him. We do appreciate you relaying that in. Net Control, like to recognize KJ4KOX. That's Miss Robbie relaying that Gene, KJ4HIA, became a silent key on Friday. We do appreciate you letting us know, Robbie, and our deepest condolences go out to you and the family. Hope you all be safe and take care, and know that he's in a better place now. Anyone need any feels from Robbie's announcements?
He's been in the hospital the whole time, and I wasn't there at the hospice house when he passed. I just got out of the hospital today and went and made arrangements finally. But I just wanted to let you know how thank you for all your prayers. KJ4KOX, mobile, clear.
Okay, Robbie, you'll be in our hearts, our memories, and our prayers as well. We do appreciate you letting us know, and very, very sorry to hear that Gene passed away, but happy to know that he's in a better place, and we'll all see him again one day. Appreciate you relaying that information. Any other stations? We're in the Echo Through Hotel group that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW.
W4DJW, please check in WB4 Fox Echo Dan over Northern Simpsonville. Dave, I'll try to be around for a little while.
4DJW, KO4HON, Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Oscar November,
Brian in Simpsonville, negative and negative.
E4EA, Kilo Echo 4, Echo Alpha, Dave in Spartanburg, and my wife, Vicky, Kilo Sierra 4, Victor Juliet, KS4VJ, we're negative and negative.
Okay, and I control like to recognize WB4FEE. That's Dan over in Simpsonville. Dan, I've got you down for comments. We will be back to you in a little bit. Appreciate you being with us this evening. And KO4HON, that's Brian in Simpsonville. Appreciate you being here tonight, Brian. You're sounding good. And KE4EA, that's David in Spartanburg. Bring with him KS4VJ, that's Vicky in Spartanburg as well. Good to have you this night, David. Tell Miss Vicky we said hello. We do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Any other stations, Echo Through Hotel, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the India Through Lima group. Stations with the first letter suffix of the call that begins with letters I through L. And we'll like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot Oscar, and I'm James, up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
4, DJW. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus, in and out if you would, please, but I do want to say to Robbie that we will all miss Gene, and we will have you in our prayers. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
Net Control, I'd like to recognize KK4JFO. This is James, sounding good from Tuxedo this evening. Good to have you tonight, James. And KK4JBQ, that's Larry, bringing him KC4MFK, that's Miss Donna. They make their home in Greer. Do appreciate you being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Appreciate the comments for Miss Robbie. Any other stations, India through Lima, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we'll move it on up to the Mike through Papa group. Stations with the first letter, suffix of the call that begins with letters M through P. We'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W4DJW. Please check in and out. K4OSH. Kilo 4, Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
Net Control, like to recognize K4OSH. That's Pat from Malden. You're sounding good tonight, Pat. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. And it looks like Pat's got that group all to himself. We'll go ahead now and bump it to the Quebec through Tango group. Stations with the first letter suffix are called. It begins with letters Q through T. When I check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
Okay,
Nick, I'd like to recognize K4SUG. That's Ray over in Traveler's Rest. Good to have you with us tonight, Ray. That's okay. We do appreciate you taking the time to check in this evening. You stay safe. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
W. K4ROW. Kilo 4, Romeo, Oscar, Whiskey, Richard, and Greenwood. No traffic, no round table.
4, Okay, now Control, I'd like to recognize K4ROW. That's Rich over in Greenville. Good to have you this night, Rich. You sounding good. And KW4TS, that's Jim at home in the tool shed in Pilsner. Good to have you with us tonight, Jim. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, we're going to move on to the patient group, the uniform through Zulu group. Stations with the first letter suffix of their call that begins with letters U through Z. Would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, looks like they're going to wait till second shift. We're going to go ahead now and open it up all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, Z through A, if you've got a letter in your call at all, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike, Walden, Edmund. I'll be negative and negative, but I really hate to hear that about Gene. Always enjoyed listening to Gene and Robbie talk on the radio. My prayers are with them.
Foxtrot Hotel, Juliet, Gene and Talos. Just a comment, and then I have nothing further. But I wanted to also mention about Gene. I haven't done a lot of talking with him, but I've heard him on many times, and we've talked, oh, I guess way back in, it might have been as much as 30 years ago. I can't remember exactly. But I'm also real glad to hear Ray Allison on. And I myself have not been on for about 2 weeks. I've got coronavirus, and I'm sort of the south end of it, and that's the bad end, I guess. But anyway, we perhaps are improving somewhat. Other than that, David, that's all I got. Thank you. Out.
Okay, Nick Control, would like to recognize K4OIM. That's Walt over in Edmond. Good to have you with us tonight, Walt. Appreciate you taking the time to check in. Thanks for the kind words from Miss Robbie. And W4FHJ, that's Gene. It's good to hear you checking in tonight, Gene, because people have been asking about you. just want to let you know, you have not been around for a couple of weeks, and people have been asking where you were. I think it was Andy at KF4LZI that mentioned that you may have gotten the COVID, but he didn't know for sure. But hope you pull through on that, Gene. Hope you're in a position now to where you can keep us apprised of your condition so we can know how you're doing. Do appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Thanks for the kind words from Miss Robbie. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, I'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call W4DJW. Okay, sounds like we got them all. This is W4DJW now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAGCHU portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAGCHUs. And we've only got one RAGCHUer up this evening. That is WB4FEE. That's Dan in Simpsonville. It's your turn, Dan. Call W4DJW in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net.
Dave, W4DJW in the net. This is WB4 Fox Echo Echo over in Simpsonville. And it's been a lovely day today on this end. How about you?
It's been a productive day. I started off with a panic attack because this morning while I was having my coffee, it occurred to me, Dan, that I have not looked at the Echolink node in about 3 months. So I figured, you know, I'll look at it and at least see what's going on with it, make sure it's still there. People use it, so I'm sure it's still there, and people get it to send out messages. And so I know it's working. But when I looked at it, it was like 2% of the disk was remaining. The disk was almost full because it records everything that happens. And I like said, whoa, it's going to crash. So I had to scramble and get that going. So it took a couple hours to get that going this morning to get it to where it's got now. It's only using 12% of its disk. So it's got a long time to go now. It's been about 3 years, and I think it took about 3 years to use up all of its disk. So now it's got probably another 3 or 4 years to go before I have to pay any attention to it. Got that done. Got something else worked on. Oh, yeah, I got a couple of things. A recommendation for one of the people at work. She is a student that graduated last year. She was part of our intern program. And then I got her on board at the end of her graduation. And now she's wanting a letter of recommendation to go further in her studies. So had to get that knocked out. Got that one knocked out this morning. Those things take quite a while. It's not something you want to write in a hurry. Got that done. And then one other thing. Oh, was watch the race this evening. I don't know if you watched that race, but we've always been pulling for Denny Hamlin. He pulled one out of the hat there at the very end of the race, and he won it. So kind of made it for a really good day, Dan. How about you? How's your day been going?
Today's been fine. I can't complain at all. And got up, went to church this morning, and then we had a short open house across the street, our mission house. That's the project that my team has been working on over there to renovate that house and get it ready for some missionaries. And so everybody was very, very pleased with the way it turned out. And so I left there, come home, grabbed a quick bite, and then had to be at the nursing home at 3 o'clock to meet my brothers so we could go around and talk to my mom. They bring her, we'll call them, and they bring her to the end of the hall at the doorway there, this glass door. And then they'll call my brother on his cell phone. And we get to, they give Mama a phone in, and we get to talk to her, you know, while she can see us there at the door. So that was a good thing. She looked like she's doing okay. You know, she just turned 100 the 10th of June. And so she was doing okay, but she was kind of cranky. And I told the boys, I said, well, she's all right. I said, as long as she's cranky, we know she's doing good. Over.
Well, I was thinking the same thing you were saying. That's, yeah, as long as she can be upset about something and doesn't, and 100 years old, wow, that is great. But having to look at the family through glass door and separation. But the good news about that is, you know, they're doing that with other people too. So people aren't just traipsing it in and out of there, and they're in really, really high risk. So, you know, they're taking good care of her.
Yeah, and I'm glad they still got that restricted. I know a lot of people get upset about it, but hey, if you open the door and let people start going in, you're going to have a lot of problems because people are just not careful enough. And a nursing home is no place you want to take anything like this in and get started because at their age and the shape they're already in, it'll wipe them out. They're over.
Yeah, and it wouldn't take long at all either. So that's really good to know that they're doing that. It was also good to hear that, you know, whether you pull for him or against him, our president is looking like he's going to be coming out Monday. So that's good news too. Regardless of whether you're on the left or the right, he's still the president of the United States, and he got sick, and it looks like he's going to get well soon, and that's what's important.
I surely hope so. So he can get back over there and continue the fight, because right now is a bad time for him not to be able to stand up and do what he needs to do there. Over.
That is true. I think you could see it in the stock market that nobody was happy with that bad news on Friday, but now the good news turned around to be back on Monday. That's remarkable. Maybe it won't happen, but hopefully it does.
Surely hope so. I really do. And I tell you, boy, this election is going to be the most critical election we've ever had. I don't know how it'll go. Only the good Lord knows that. And I fully expect and hope that he's in full control of what happens. And that his will be done. That's the main thing. And because he has the sovereign plan for all of us there. Over.
Well, that's a really good way of looking at it. And then that everyone can see that that is what the majority wanted, right? And have respect for what the majority wanted. That's what we used to have. That's what this country used to have, was even whether you pulled for him or whether you didn't, the one that won, you had respect for the one that won. You had respect for the office and the man or the woman, if it be a woman someday, whichever, that fills the office, that you have respect for that office. And hopefully one day we'll be able to get back there again. But it seems like a long way from here, Dan.
Dave, it sure does. And seems like it's getting further and further away, you know, from center. I was telling somebody this morning at church, I've never seen so much change in a country in such a short period of time. But what people don't realize is this thing has been accelerated. And I'm going to tell you right now, people don't know what they're looking at. The Democratic Party now is not the Democratic Party of old. And it is just not. I used to vote I guess what you call a independent ticket or something like that, where you a split ticket, where you voted for who you thought could do the job. Didn't matter if it was Republican or Democrat. Didn't matter to me. I looked at the person, studied their platforms and what they stood for, their level of education and record to see, you know, and I voted for the one that I thought could do the job the best there. Over.
Well, in my opinion, that's still the right way to do it. That's the best way to do it, is figure out which one is aligned to the direction that you want to go in, and that's the one that you pull for, regardless of what the label is that somebody stuck on them, right? Label means nothing. It's the character, the level of education, the insight going forward. That's what's important. I agree with you.
Roger that, Dave. And, but anyway, I just pray for the president every day in this country, and I continue to do that. And I hope everybody will, but we're in a heap of trouble. And so we need all the divine guidance we can get. And Dave, it's good talking to you, and I'm going to go ahead and get out of here, and maybe your second shift will check in there in a few minutes. I hope you have a great week, my young man, and take care, and I'll talk to you again real soon. So W4DJW, this is WB4 Fox Echo Echo, clear with it.
Okay, Dan. Well, it's good. Always good talking to you. I do appreciate you hanging around for the Rag Chew portion, and maybe we got some second shifters coming in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW.
For DJW. Kilo November 4, Victor Whiskey Alpha. Steven Inman, how are you this evening?
For DJW. KI4LZI. Angie, Table Rock, no traffic, no round tape.
For DJW. Please check in Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN. This is Alan in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative. Good evening, everybody on the net.
DJW. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa, James in Simpsonville.
Steve, please check in and out. Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, EFTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slaptown.
Okay, second shift has arrived. Net control lock to recognize KN4VWA. That's Steve sounding good from Inman this evening. Good to have you with us tonight, Steve. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And KI4LZI, that's Andy on Table Rock. Good to have you with us tonight, Andy. And just so that you know, because you asked the other day, just a few minutes ago, W4FHJ Gene checked in. And yes, you were correct. He did have the COVID, but he sounds like he's getting better now. And he's had it for a couple of weeks, so he should be either at the peak and getting better or at the peak and getting better. Anyway, Andy, he is here and he's still around. He does have it, but he checked in this evening. And K4VKN, that's Alan, sounding good from Piedmont tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Alan. Hope you're doing well, staying safe. KO4GMP, that's James from Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. You sounding good. KK4FTU, that's Richard from Slabtown. Good to have you with us tonight, Richard. Hope you're doing well. Appreciate you taking the time to check in with us this evening. Please stay safe. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, have I missed anyone for comments, or have I missed any check-ins, call W4DJW.
W4DJW, confirmed, Dan.
Go ahead, John.
My deepest condolences to Miss Robbie. I've heard Gene on the radio, and I only know him through the radio, but it was always good to hear him. And our thoughts and prayers are with you, ma'am.
We appreciate that, John. Yeah, it is difficult, and I'm hoping that we hear from Miss Robbie. She continues to check in with us and from time to time, and hoping that she continues that. It's good to hear her on the radio that reminds us of Gene. He's been around for quite a while checking into the net. We're going to miss him. Appreciate it, John. Anything else?
No, that was it. KN4RJN, I am clear.
Okay, we do appreciate that. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet that would like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DHAW.
KI4LZI, now, this happened to Gene. That Gene I wasn't aware of. Give me some details. KI4LZI.
Yeah, Gene, KJ4HIA Gene over in Greenville. Robbie, KK4KOX, or KJ4KOX, Robbie's significant other. Gene, the KJ4HIA, became a silent key on Friday, this past Friday, Andy.
Well, that's one that slipped by me. I didn't know that he had passed away, but glad I heard y'all talking about it because I was unaware of it. Carry on, KI4LCI.
Okay, Andy. Yep. Appreciate you checking back with us on that and keeping up with what's going on for us, too. One last call all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call W4DJW. Okay, please remember to stop back by tomorrow night where I will be calling it again tomorrow night and the following night. So if you get tired of hearing my voice, you can always volunteer to become a net control. We need more net control operators. It gets kind of like this at the end of the month. At the beginning of the month. And on Mondays at the beginning of the month, and on Mondays and Tuesdays at the end of the month. But appreciate everybody that checked in. Stand by for my net report. This is W4DJW now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night.
Hello,
KK4FTU, Cody.
KK4HXB,
KK4RQO.
KK4FTU.
How's it going there, stranger? Hadn't heard from you in a while.
It's when you work 9 days in a row.
Roger, roger. Yeah, when I saw on there, I was like, oh, well, I got rolled on there. That's about the only one I hear out of these days.
How y'all doing? KK4FTU.
KK4HXB, what you guys doing?
Good breath. Going back Tuesday, so I'll be off tonight. I was off yesterday, didn't get on the air at all. Off tonight and tomorrow. Go back Tuesday morning.
Back your BMW?
Yep, have been since later part of July.
What? Get that, it keeps them out of trouble. Well, sort of.
Keep the wife cook and put chicken in the freezer. We cooked 20 pounds of chicken and made a bunch of different meals and put in the freezer.
Out with you.
But any of those involve barbecue?
Sure cooked and then made into what we call wraps. We mix the chicken with some barbecue sauce and some cheddar cheese and put it in a flour tortilla and roll it up and put it in the freezer.
Good to me.
With 80 pounds of chicken, 40 pounds of thighs, bone in, and 40 pounds of boneless, skinless, and we gave some of the boneless, skinless to her mom and dad, and split the thighs between my parents and her parents.
I'm just getting ready to start making convertibles.
I've seen the same old thing come through. X5s, X6s, and X7s, and been running anywhere from 420 to 480th every 10 hours.
You know, it's hard to put your hands around it to take you and run that many cars through there.
In the plant, we're running, I'm seeing a car anywhere from every 68 seconds to every 73 seconds.
Time that they take and break the metal to the time it's finished.
That's the time I see it come through my area, the job that I'm working on at the time, till it's in the next man's job.
How long does it take them to build a car from the time the metal, they start breaking the metal, painting it, and all, running it out the door?
That, because I believe the sheet metal comes pre-bent from other vendors. We don't do any of that there. They welded together and all of that there, but I know for assembly purposes, about 10 hours or less from when it comes through the assembly area to when it rolls off drivable.
I just can't comprehend that they can build a car that quick, so many cars a day. So if you figure that they building all those cars, I say that they actually building a car an hour. You know, it's not hard to put parts on a car and move it out. It takes a little bit longer than what they're saying.
They built over 110,000 of just the X5s last year alone.
Hank Henry Ford is built 30 a day, but heck, you can work on his out in the backyard.
Told that he's the reason that I'm having to work so hard and so fast because of his progress with the assembly line.
Toyota.
Wait a minute. KK4HXP, I'll be back in a few.
Dad put a 4-foot bush hog on the back of his brother-in-law on some freaking handle.
Did you roger on that? Oh, Mercedes. Yeah, I tell you, things have been kind of interesting down here. I got back in riding the old mountain bike. And Lord, I forgot how expensive that thing is to keep up.
To keep the drivetrain going.
These are my words. New tires are the thing where it's getting me. Just for two Maxxis tires for that thing, set me back at about $100.
Upper to drive a dirt bike or a four-wheeler then, wouldn't it?
Get a lot farther, a lot faster. But they kind of frown on that on the mountain bike trail. I'd take like a XR100 back here or something and tear it up, but they kind of frown on that.
Not the noise and the erosion factor.
Most of them mountain bike guys know that I take all them good looking girls that's out there away when they see me jump them rock ledges without breaking a sweat.
They put eyeballs on my brother-in-law's tractor. He has a 3032, I believe.
You roger?
Getting ready to be chewing logs up in the lumber too.
That sounds like fun. You gonna get up there and get your hands dirty a little bit with that?
Hard to keep up with keeping my grass cut, let alone doing anything like that, plus keeping my vehicles going.
What's that feeling? I tell you a funny story. We got some new neighbors down the road, and I met the gentleman that's down there. His name's Al. And we got talking when I first met him. I told him that I'm a sponge mechanic. If you ever need anything, just give me a holler. And I could have swore I gave him my number, but I guess he lost it. But anyway, well, maybe I didn't. I don't know. But anyways, last week I went down there and mainly to watch one of them hydraulic fence post drivers. The people on the other road have fence put up. I'm like, I got to go see one of them things. See that thing in action. So I sat down there to see it, and he says, hey. And I turned around like, what the heck? So I stopped. I'm like, hey, how you doing? We get talking tractor, and he had an old New Holland sitting out there. He's like, how much do you think that thing would be worth? You probably know more about it than I do. And I said, well, I hadn't heard it run. I hadn't drove it. I just looked at it from a distance. I mean, a literal distance. I was sitting on the driveway, and that thing was on the other side of the yard. And I said, where I sit right here, I'd probably say 30, 40,000. But tell me how big it was, like 80 horsepower or something. Yeah, 75, 80 horsepower, whatever. I was basing that off of distance appearance and horsepower. Well, long story short, after I finally got a chance to put my hands on it, I thought, maybe about 30,000. Because it was an older tractor, had a few odds and ends. It didn't have the skid steer quick attach on the front, so that was another what I'd call a negative in my opinion. But and the sucker sounded like a straight pipe Kenworth out there when it runs. He's both got a muffler.
I just sent you something, Cody. I took a couple pictures. I didn't get a whole bunch of pictures of it, but that's what my brother-in-law has, KK4FTU.
Roger, he just come try to look at him here in just a second. But anyways, while I'm down there talking to this fella, he says, well, it's like I could, before I gave him my number, because he remembered that much of the conversation, he says, hey, I got a sponging job if you're interested. I said, yeah, what you got? Well, you don't take it today if you don't want to, but, you know, look at it, see what you can do. And I went down, he's like, I got this push mower here, it's an old Toro mower, can't get it running. I said, okay. And I looked and said, one of two things, it's either fuel or spark. So, I loaded it up on the forks, drug it back to the house, hit the primer about four times, pulled it over, it fired up, ran for about 4 seconds, and died. I said, thank God I ain't got to take the coil apart. So I thought, okay, well, this is going to be an easy job. Take the carburetor off, clean it, send it back to me. I thought, well, how long am I taking? I don't know, maybe about an hour. That was just a rough guess, but knew it wouldn't take me that long, in theory. In reality, it took me all day, because this mower, you had to take, you had to take the top shroud off. Take the dipstick out and pull that thing off once you get that out of the way. Then you got to take the muffler off. Once you get that out of the way, you got to take the whole intake off. And if you ain't careful when you do that, the linkage that goes to that automatic choke assembly they got in there, that thing will fling off and go into the twilight zone. All in all, I went through the whole carburetor, did like I do with anything else, and after finding a video to figure out about that automatic choke, turned out I could have just taken the main jet out and run a wire through it and called it done. Lord have mercy. But hey, yeah, I guess it was a good learning experience for that type of mower.
The Honda motor on it?
I think it might have been a Tecumseh. The carburetor looked like a Tecumseh carburetor. So I would suspect it probably was. I could be wrong though, but I would suspect by the carburetor design it's probably a Tecumseh. But there's actually more to the story than that. After dropping the mower off, he was like, well, first he told me, said, I called him up that day and said, this done. He's like, oh my gosh, that was quick. I just played it off like I had other projects and I just put his at the bottom of the list. It wasn't about to tell him. It took me all day. But anyhow, and he said, well, just wait till wait till the next day. I got it Thursday. He's like, wait till tomorrow and we'll settle up. Okay, so I run it down there Friday afternoon. And, he says, I had other stuff to do that day. He says, well, are you pressing time? I says, I got something I'd like to help me with. He says, yeah. What you got? He says, it won't take long. I said, okay. It might take about 3 minutes. So, okay, what you got? And he told me he had some stuff he wanted me to help load on the trailer. And both of these items, I probably would have hauled back to the house for myself. One was a 2-bale hay spear, and the other was a 36-inch backhoe bucket with a hook on the outside of it that I would so love to have to, if for nothing else. So if we bury a cow, we can tie the chain around there and then set them down in the hole. So, man, I could have taken them things home for myself, but he already had somebody going to buy them. But anyway, I loaded stuff up and said, come back here in about a few hours. And or I told him I had to go ride, or headed out to ride mountain bike. So when you get back, shoot me a text, because I got a surprise for him. Like, you don't owe me nothing, you know, for this. It's just neighborly things. Like, I didn't ask you if you wanted, said I got a surprise for you. That's okay. I'll take it. And he gave me 3/4 of paint. Rust-Oleum, John Deere green, equipment yellow, and I forget what the other one was. No, the other one's equipment, the other one, the second one was John Deere yellow. Basically, Rust-Oleum paint for a John Deere, and I looked up, he's like, that's hard to come by. I'm like, Yeah, I've not seen nothing like that. So, yeah. And come to find out, he actually had a John Deere, and I just looked at him, and I said, the first thought that comes to mind, I said, man, I have to ask you, what was you drinking or smoking that made you trade that John Deere for a New Holland? I said, I would throw water on that New Holland if it was on fire. He flashed it. To tell you the truth, I regret doing that every day. So yeah, that was kind of fun. Yep. I can't believe somebody would give up a good John Deere for a New Holland.
John Deere probably had some age on it and had some fading going on, and the New Holland's all nice and shiny. Didn't say it was better, just nice and shiny. KK4FTU.
Roger, roger on that. Well, I tell you, I've run into an interesting predicament with the Kubota idea. I may have to go try and find somebody that owns an 1100 that I can get my hands on to get a better feel for it, but I might get into more of a hairy situation trying to put a ham radio in that thing than I thought. Because I might do something a little different when I actually get to looking at it, but for the foreseeable idea, at best, I can matter out where the dome light is. Like I said, I might have something better. I just haven't looked at it that close. Yeah, I tell you, that thing going to look wild when I get done with everything, the LED lights and all that. Just got to get the $2,000+. Use the $2,000+ paid off on the tractors, and I can finally start planning for that thing.
But I still hate that you're not going to go for the Toyota diesel.
I'm still kind of bouncing between the two. The Toyota would be, it might be technical with LED lights, but, shoot, I could rig up the wire and that ain't gonna be that big of a deal. Or I might just leave it without it. The only problem with Toyota I can see, besides the, if I had some major breakdown, is it don't come with bumpers. Yeah, I can design and do all that stuff again, but I don't know. I'd probably just leave it like it is and use it as a dump truck that don't pull nothing. If I go that route. Well, it'd probably be okay because it's not like I'm dragging trailers every day anyhow.
Get your work cut out for you making that decision. I'm still trying to find me a tractor that I want to pay for, am willing to pay for, the size that I need.
I'm trying to tell you, go to the Deere dealer. Sign your name on the dotted line and get you a John Deere 4066R. It's only a measly 66 horsepower, or if you really got the good money, go get you a big Buzz 747.
Park anything that big, let alone turn it around. I need something smaller, like maybe a 1023.
If you want something like that, you may as well just buy you a Sears tractor with a 16 horse motor.
Probably, I saw on Marketplace somebody had a 432 with a number 44 front end loader on it, but that's still more than I really want to put in. They only wanted $5,200 for it.
Roger, roger on that.
But if it actually came with a mower deck, but that was the little tractor was without a mower deck. It's a I think it's a two-cylinder or three-cylinder Yanmar, like a 20 horse at the engine. Just a little bit bigger than my John Deere 300.
Roger. Well, sounds like what you need is a good old Farmall Cub there.
The 432 has power steering, though, hydraulic hookups and hydrostat drive.
Roger, roger on that. Shoot. Yep. What was I going to say? Oh, mercy. Lord, and I thought I was scratching my head about what kind of vehicle to drag in for the hay hauling thing and firewood hauling thing. Mercy.
get to hopefully get my little Sentra going. I got to go pull ball joint out, put front wheel bearing on it. Found out when I started last week, week four last, that needs a ball joint, so I stopped in the middle of that.
Roger, Lord, that's not about as much fun as the root canal.
I don't think it'll be too bad if I get at it and get it done. It's just a matter of getting the spindle off to press the old bearing out, press the new one in. And the ball joint's held in by snap ring, pop it off, and it presses out fairly easy.
Roger. Mercy. Oh, yeah. I tell you, I had another thing happen yesterday that was pretty embarrassing, and I thank God there was nobody around to see it, at least to my knowledge, or it wasn't nobody to see it. Oh, man, I tell you. Hadn't had breakfast, and me and my dad went out to the shop to do some different stuff. I was going to run and get something to eat and go off and do some other odds and ends. And while we're at the shop, he says, get up in there and clean the back of the truck. And I said, okay, and there are just a few miscellaneous pieces of trash in there. So I jumped up on the side of it, as I usually did. I usually do there. And my gut was propped up on the side while I was bending over grabbing stuff. And the next thing I know, I was up there getting stuff. And somehow, between getting the stuff and when I looked around, like, what just happened? This happened. I ended up on my back, and my hat probably ended up 2 feet past where I landed. I was like, good Lord have mercy. I thought to myself, I hope nobody saw that. Better than that, I hope I didn't bust the pavement up. The only thing I can guess is, since I was running on fumes, I jumped up there, must have done something and passed out for a couple of seconds or something. I don't know, but yeah, that was one of them. I probably would have ended up on YouTube and ended up on the front page if somebody had a camera out.
You're all right, but you got to keep that blood sugar right and keep hydrated.
Roger on that. Yep. But, oh, mercy. Actually, that's another reason why I guess I got into the bike thing again, and I said, I ain't having another episode of having my gut get in the way of when I jump up on the side of the truck to throw junk off. Ain't having that happen a second time, so I said, I'm just going to get back to the trails and get back to where I can lay some dust, leave some dust hanging over the run for a couple hours. So, yeah, that's the objective, try and get back into before the end of the year.
The weather is somewhat cooperating. It's KK4FTU.
Are you diabetic?
My knowledge.
I thought Richard just said to you something about checking your blood sugar.
Blood sugar in check, but no, not to my knowledge. My diabetic there.
Kind of had a fall like that 3 or 4 years ago, and ever so often from now on, I feel the results of that from back then. I didn't think it was that serious, but every now and then I find out that it is now, sometimes.
Roger. But, yeah.
Either one of y'all remember KJ4HIA?
I've heard him on the radio, and I heard it tonight. I didn't realize that he had become a silent key, because I haven't turned the radio on very much in the past 2 weeks or so.
Myself until I heard him right there near the end of the nap, but he, from my understanding, he's been in bad shape, but I didn't know how many of y'all here, what any of y'all can take four on up to where they're at now really knew him or not.
I was talking about Cody pushing himself so hard without feeding the machine of the body. You got to keep the body fed so it doesn't do strange things. It doesn't like running on empty very much is what I was getting at, KK4FTU.